Well, this is our third week in our series called Anthem of Hope. Our last 2 weeks, we've talked about how we can lean on each other and experience God's presence through life's ups and downs. So just to recap, our first week I talked about how we care for one another in this congregation. You know, this life of faith, this way that we are in relationship with God and with each other, all of that is building a robust faith. And that faith, we do believe, is that which can sustain us when the storms of life come. So what's cool is that this life of faith isn't just one thing, nor is it the same from one person to the next. For some, it's fellowship with other believers. And I'm talking coffee and Sunday morning conversation. That is what really builds their faith. For others, it's a retreat or maybe a weekly Bible study. For some, it's being a guide in a confirmation small group or leading in kids ministry where their faith really grows. And for many, it's worship. It's the music and the word and communion that makes them feel the presence of the divine and their connection to God in this world. So those are just ways to build faith through this church. And we know that you have so many ways you feel God's presence in the world, through nature, through serving, through acts of justice. This robust faith and care for one another. These are such a core of who we are and why it makes a difference that we are here together. And then last week, Pastor Maria spoke so compellingly and, of course, eloquently about what to do when we need more help, particularly with our mental health. We are a congregation that believes that God provides through medical help and science. And so for some people, help means seeking out the right professionals who might encourage things like therapy and medication as the next steps toward healing and wholeness. Let me tell you, in the last 2 weeks, Pastor Maria and I have had many of you coming to us and sharing your stories. Yours or your family's struggles with mental health, and thanking us for speaking about this in the open, in a caring and loving and accepting way. I wouldn't be surprised if you've been having many of those conversations also. I am just so proud of this community for being a place where people feel like they can be vulnerable and honest with what they're dealing with, and to know that love and acceptance are to be found here. So this is our third week, and our theme is change and wholeness. How does God speak to our suffering? What is God's desire for us in our lives? Isn't it interesting? These things kind of happened independently, but this is one of our bluegrass Sundays today, and I did a little digging into the history of bluegrass music. And I tell you what, it's really fitting to have it on a day like today. Did you know that bluegrass music really came into its own after World War II, so 1945, coming out of the Appalachian region of the U.S.? As one writer notes, bluegrass is an actively passionate genre. Musicians lean forward into their emotions and play with a visceral sense of urgency. Their voices are painfully lonesome, and their stories are beautifully familiar. Bluegrass artists sing about everyday troubles. They sing about relationship complications, family issues, money problems, and other more common real-life issues. The writer goes on to say, despite its dark content, the genre sounds lively. The Scruggs-styled banjo jolts the lyrics into your face. Bluegrass artists sound like they're singing for confirmation and realization. Music is something that touches our souls, that speaks to our lives and our pain, and that elevates our emotions and our connection to God and to each other. And that's really the focus for today. It's that, however and through whatever means, it's okay to express our emotions to God and to each other. And it's okay to express our pain to God. God's people have been doing this throughout the Bible. In 1 Samuel, Hannah expressed her pain to God. She wept and would not eat, could not be consoled, as she was unable to have a child. In her pain, she prayed to God and was vulnerable and asked God to hear her. David prayed to God in what we call a lament psalm. In Psalm 13, he pleads to God to see his pain, to not hide from him, but to see the enemies he's up against and to do something about it. What are God's promises when we cry out to God? God promises to hear us and to walk with us. In our reading today from Isaiah, this is the promise. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Crying out to God is okay. Expressing our emotions to God is okay. God wants to hear from us. Imagine a child who learns that home is a safe place because they can get hurt. They can cry, receive comfort, and re-engage in life there. This is the kind of experience we can expect with God and our emotions. We may hurt at times. It's okay to express this pain to God. God is a safe place and wants to comfort us. Trusting this process can allow us to find healing and eventually re-engage with life, in life with hope. The promise from Jesus sounds like this: Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. How do we come to Jesus? I'm going to talk about two ways today, and they both have to do with prayer. One is prayer in community, and the other is personal prayer. So first, prayer in community. You may or may not know that we have a prayer chain here at Our Savior's. And here's how it works. Any of you can submit a prayer request. You can do that by filling out a form at the reception desk, or you can contact Jan Green in the church office. We do ask that if it's a request for someone else, that you have permission from them to name them in the request. So that prayer then goes out via an email to people in this church who have said, I want to be someone who prays for others. That's usually within the same day, but it might be a day or two depending on our office hours. So if you are someone who wants to pray for others and aren't currently on the prayer chain, you can request to be on it by emailing Jan Green in the church office. We, of course, request that you hold any information you receive with care and confidentiality, and we'll provide you some guidelines as to what it means to be part of the prayer chain. This has been an ongoing and important ministry in the life of this congregation, so as you are moved, please feel free to ask for what you need in prayer through the prayer chain. And others will lift that up to God on your behalf, sharing the burden of what you carry. So that's the first, the prayer chain. The second is personal prayer. People have many different ways to pray, and those are all valid ways to reach out and express to God what is going on for you. As we've been talking about mental health and anxiety and depression and other pain and suffering, these are often times when we can barely put into words what we are feeling or even how to express that to God. The good news is God hears us with words and without words. I have a favorite form of prayer that falls into the not words category that I want to invite us to practice today. We've done it here before, but I think it's worthy of regular reminders. So the form I want us to practice today is called a breath prayer. and you only have to remember three words. You can even come up with your own words. But here's the practice I'm going to offer today. When you breathe in, you will say the word come, and when you breathe out, you will say the words Holy Spirit. And you would normally repeat this 5 to 10 times. Now, we know that in the Old Testament, the word for God literally means breath or wind. So as we breathe in, we are breathing in God's very presence. In times of high anxiety or stress, physiologists also tell us that deep breaths work to calm the body by providing additional oxygen. So it's no mistake that this prayer can make a difference. So I invite you now, here or at home, to sit in a comfortable position, feet flat on the ground if you can. Close your eyes if you are comfortable. And start by taking a few cleansing breaths. I will begin the prayer by repeating the words a few times. And then I will leave you to repeat them on your own, either quietly out loud or simply to yourself. Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Please continue. Gracious and loving God, hear our prayer. Amen.